Hi, welcome to the best motivational music podcast show. So before we jump into today's episode, let's make a note of the key points that we're gonna discuss today. First of the foremost point is why commitment is important for young music aspirants. Second, what are the basic difficulties that they will face in their initial stages? And the third or the last point, how I managed to overcome those days. So now just plug in your earphone, grab a beer and spend 5 minutes of your time to cheer up your mind with this new episode followed by the bass interview. Hi my dear listeners, hope you all are fit and fine in this terrible pandemic situation. This is Sayan Chatterjee and welcome to my first ever podcast show where mostly I will be talking about music and how it helps all of us in our daily life. My relationship with music is around 20 years now, and yeah, most probably I was 6 or 7 years old when I started practicing mandolin. And with God's grace, now I'm an All India Radio mandolin player. So that's just a very brief introduction about myself, and with time we will get to know more about each other through our daily podcast episodes. Welcome back. I hope that you may have liked the intro. So if it's yes, then do drop me a message over Instagram. And if it's no, then do drop me a message over Facebook. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, so see, these things are all being created for you guys only. So if you have liked it or disliked it, do drop me a message so that I will be able to understand, yeah, this is not right, this is wrong, or we can make it better from the next episodes. Okay, now let's take up the first topic of the day, that is why commitment is important for young music aspirants. So I would like to be very frank, like being a 90s kid, I failed from my mistakes that the problem with our generation or with me was like I used to dream a lot about my passion, or still I do the same thing, or about things that we wish to happen in our life but we don't act accordingly to achieve those dreams. So my dear brother or sister, like just remember one thing, like nothing happens overnight. So no skyscraper stands firmly as it is with unbalanced foundation. That means that the foundation needs to be hardcore strong to hold that skyscraper firmly. So if you stay committed to your goals, someday you will definitely achieve it, because hard work will never go in vain, it will pay you back. So whosoever you consider as your music guru or tech guru or YouTube guru or anything, like if you research about them, you will definitely see like they remained committed to their daily schedule and hard works for years and years and years, not for months also. This is for years and years. And because of that, because of those hard works, they are here now. It didn't happen overnight, boss. So my short piece of advice or suggestion to the upcoming young music aspirants will be like, remain committed to your daily schedule, because this is the most important thing. Remain consistent, remain committed to your daily schedule irrespective of what happens in the next door, because this will be creating the impact in your later life. Okay, so I know now if you are a student, your question will be like, boss, we have studies, we have coachings, we have private classes, we have homeworks, and shall we skip all those things for music? Because music is a passion. I am not taking music as a professional life now, because I am taking music as a passion now. So shall we skip studies and everything for music, or how shall we prepare ourselves? So in order to get those answers, keep listening to this episode till the end, because I will be disclosing my strategy or the time schedule which I maintained as of now, and this may help you in your timing also. So let's jump to the second topic of the day, which is what are the basic difficulties that they face in their initial stages. So this is applicable for both the young buddies and the professionals who are now established but practicing music as a hobby. So let's first take up the difficulties that my little buddies will face. The first thing is like they have many things to do, like virtual school classes, private tuitions, homework and miscellaneous activities. So let's break their daily schedule accordingly. I'm considering studies, that is a virtual classes, to be 6 hours, private tuitions 6 hours. Private tuitions means including the homeworks and private tuitions, that will be 6 hours. So 12 hours gone, and in the rest 12 hours, 4 hours miscellaneous and 8 hours sleep, the most important activity for every children. So my strategy or my methodology will be like, make that miscellaneous time in which you are spending 4 hours, spend 3 hours 40 minutes and make 20 minutes out of that. And in that 20 minutes, you practice music, because you don't know, if you do 20 minutes practice every day, that will make a huge impact in your music life. And I can assure you, like, if you remain committed to this time schedule, it will create a huge impact in your long run. 20 minutes doesn't matter, bro, in one day. It will create, but the regularly 20 minutes create a huge impact. So this will be applicable for the working professionals also, like if they can make 20 minutes out of their time for music, if they can dedicate that 20 minutes for music, it will be a huge impact for them also. But next, the problem will be like, I being a working professional, I know that like the most important problem is laziness, because after working throughout the week, so we feel laziness or we feel relaxation as the only way to spend our leisure time. So in Bengali, we call it as lad. So if you have to overcome that lad or that laziness, then listen to the next or the last topic of today's episode, where I will disclose few tricks or few strategies like which I followed during my initial days. And even now also, I don't cheat with my music plan or with my music schedule. And I will disclose that thing. Okay, so here we are with the last or the third topic of the day, which is how I managed to overcome those initial days. So in order to overcome those shitty habits, you have to do few things which I did. This is my opinion. So print a photo of your guru, whether it's music guru or tech guru or whoever you consider as your ideal person. Paste that photo in front of your table or bed where you spent most of your lazy time. Second step. Next, I'm gonna mention one phrase which you need to print and paste it beside the photo where you, photo which you pasted. So the phrase is like, waste your time, lose your opportunity. This is my phrase. I don't know from where I got this phrase. So I phrased it up for my motivation. So the third step is like, for musicians, I will recommend specially, whenever you will feel lazy, practice those tunes which you can play the best and play. And the second time when you are playing those tunes, nah, so you will be familiar with those tunes, you will be familiar with those notes. So play those tunes and try to create some unique content out of that. So if in that tune only 8 notes you are playing, try to play with those 8 notes and make a new content or new idea, implement something new on that content and make something out of it. This will motivate you in the tough times and you will overcome those laziness period. I hope you enjoyed this episode. So these are the very basic things which I faced in my life and I try to share with you all. And I think irrespective of any profession, every human being have to go through these situations, because these are natural, and once you overcome, you will be exceptional. So thanks for your time, and I hope I boosted your motivation to some extent. If yes, then please share this episode or podcast show in your network. And if I failed, then please drop a note on my Insta handle, which is mandolinishayan, because I will be happy to correct my flaws for you. Basically, the whole purpose of hosting this show is to support those upcoming real talents, you know, who all are deserving, who all are talented, but they get demotivated sometimes due to the lack of guidance or suggestion. So I would request you to please share it so that I can reach at least few of them. So here I am ending today's episode. See you soon in the next episode in good health and good mind. Take care. Bye bye. Yours, Mandolinishayan, signing off for the day.